Welcome to The Gifts of the Universe, the podcast based on the book by the same title, available on Amazon. Each week, our host and the author of the book, Chris Wilcock, will explore a topic from the exciting world of manifesting. In his book, The Gifts of the Universe, our host, Chris Wilcock, describes how he first discovered and started using the Law of Attraction. Chris describes the lessons and techniques that he found through extensive research to become truly effective in his quest to connect with the universe. Whether you are new to the world of the Law of Attraction or have been using it for a while, either successfully or not, doesn't matter. Each week we will explore what works and what doesn't, and learn together how to be better at manifesting our best lives right now. Please join Chris each week as he digs a little deeper into this fascinating universe and discover how it all works. This podcast comes to you from beautiful British Columbia, Canada. Join us in this beautiful spot every week. And please make sure you subscribe to this podcast and check out Chris's book on Amazon, The Gifts of the Universe.
Hi everyone, Chris Wilcock here for the Gifts of the Universe. Welcome to episode 22, Heart Intelligence. In a previous episode and in my book, I spent a great deal of time exploring our minds and our thoughts. We have talked about how our thoughts shape our lives and what we think about and focus on becomes our reality. What we think and believe is what we draw into our lives. What we focus on is what we manifest into our reality. But as I have said many times before, having solid intention statements and affirmations is a huge part of what is needed to manifest. But the other part of that equation is how you feel about what you say. You must feel an elevated, positive emotion associated with those words. What you say must make you feel attached to what you want. And it must make you feel excited and alive about what it is you want. So, as we get into today's topic, I think it's important that these podcasts cause you to stop and think and even take it one step further and inspire you to delve into some of these topics. I certainly don't have all the answers, that's for sure. What I think is valuable is that these podcasts get you to stop and ask your own questions. They get you to dig into these items and do your own research. Over the years, I have learned a great deal about these topics, and I've learned that from asking my own questions, but honestly, I have only learned what I need to know and what is important to me. You need to do the same for yourself. With that in mind, I want you to keep an open mind about this topic and follow up on it yourself. It is very important that you dig a little into these topics we talk about. Some of the topics don't need a great deal of digging into, some do. When we talked last week about mind movies, that was a particular topic that I suggested if you were interested and wanted to learn a little bit more, that you should go to the website, do a little bit of digging. Same goes today. There is a lot of information that I'm going to give you here that requires you to sort of confirm that information, validate that information, and dig a little deeper. I'm only able to scratch the surface here, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes. So in the last 10 plus years, this topic has received a great deal of research and is probably the new path to self-discovery and a critical piece of the puzzle in the world of manifesting. In last week's episode, I gave you some very useful information about using vision boards, and I suggested that you investigate on your own an amazing tool called Mind Moves. Okay? I suggested that you go and dig a little bit more about that digital version of vision boards, learn a little bit more for yourself, see if it works for you, find out a little bit more about it. I hope you took me up on that. The point I'm making is when it comes to manifesting, you are on a unique journey of your own. And although others such as me can point you in a direction and make suggestions, the journey is ultimately your own journey. You may not think about manifesting as a spiritual quest, but in a greater sense, it most definitely is. Only you know what your beliefs and hurdles are. As I've said before, this universe is made up of so many magical pieces, and the complexities are so deep, you must work to manifest with an open mind. With that being said, I'm not saying that you can't follow the path I'm on or the path that others are on. I am giving you the tools and helping you and guiding you into the world of manifesting, but all I'm suggesting is it is your own journey, your personal journey, that you have to see what fits and what makes sense. So today when we talk about this very in-depth topic about heart intelligence, it's going to take a little bit of digging on your own and exploring on your own and spending some time working with heart intelligences and some of the technologies out there and some of the techniques out there to really get it to work for you. And it's amazing technology and one that you can bring into your world of manifesting to really enhance it. So each week I talk about a tool or an item or something to give you the tools that you need to explore and move you to where you need to be to really grow as a manifester. And what you're probably finding is that you are growing as a manifester. With each passing week, I'm hoping that you are, you know, getting a little bit more from this and each thing is building on itself. Okay. So in this week's podcast, we're going to touch on the world of heart intelligence. And once again, I will point you in a direction and leave it up to you to delve into it a little deeper and see where you must go for you. So please remember that this is just the basics of heart intelligence. It is often difficult to even scratch the surface of some of these topics in a 30 to 40 minute podcast episode. We can only just touch on the topic. I cannot explore the topic to the degree that maybe it deserves or that you could really benefit from, but I really take pride in introducing you to some of these tools and techniques and letting you explore. I'll give you the locations and the avenues for these things, but I ask that, you know, this is your journey and that you go out there and really see what you can find around this topic, okay? Over the last 100 years, there's been a lot of discoveries around how our mind and brain functions. But until recently, extremely little research was done around the heart, other than the obvious, around the amazing things our heart does to move blood within our bodies. There's been a lot of, exploration around the heart itself, but we're not talking about from the physical standpoint. Most of what cardiologists and physicians know around the heart and heart specialists is from a physical standpoint, right? We know a great deal about the heart, but from an emotional and heart intelligence standpoint, we're only beginning to understand it at all. In the last 25 years, there has been a major increase into the research around what's known as heart intelligence. One of the leaders into this research has been an organization called HeartMath. So HeartMath, that's HeartMath, HeartMath. This organization has been focusing on the interactions between the heart and the brain. It is through their research that we have begun to understand that the brain and heart do not function well in their own silos. Most people have thought, most physicians have thought, a lot of, you know, scientific bodies have thought that the brain works as its own independent entity and the heart works as its own independent entity within the body. Obviously communicating through a physical sense, but not communicating more than that, right? Our bodies and minds work much more effectively when the heart and mind are in what they call, at HeartMath, heart coherence. So coherence refers to the two of them working together. So your heart and brain working very effectively, communicating together. Through their research, they've determined that it was traditionally believed that the heart was responding to orders sent by the brain to the heart. That's what we've always thought. We can very much relate to that feeling of being stressed, right? So when all of us are stressed, we know that that information is within our brain. We're stressed. Our brain has been processing that that stress. And in turn, it passes on that information to our heart. And our heart responds with, you know, things like increased heart rate, that kind of thing. I think most of us can relate to being stressed and how it feels in our heart. But through the research that HeartMath has done, they have concluded that the heart can also send signals back to the brain. The next several paragraphs are directly quoted from HeartMath, from their website. So I'm gonna let you know what I'm quoting. So this is specifically a quote. Quote, "These heart signals have a significant effect on brain function, influencing emotional processing as well as higher cognitive facilities such as attention, perception, memory, and problem solving." In other words, not only does the heart respond to the brain, but the brain continuously responds to the heart. HeartMath research has demonstrated that different patterns of heart activity, which accompany different emotional states, have distinct effects on cognitive and emotional function. During stress and negative emotions, when the heart rhythm pattern is erratic and disordered, the corresponding pattern of neural signals traveling from the heart to the brain inhibits higher cognitive functions. This limits our ability to think clearly, remember, learn, reason, and make effective decisions. This helps explain why we may often act impulsively and unwisely when we're under stress. The heart's input to the brain during stressful or negative emotions also has a profound effect on the brain's emotional processes, actually serving to reinforce the emotional experience of stress. In contrast, the more ordered and stable pattern of the heart's input to the brain during positive emotional states has the opposite effect. It facilitates cognitive function and reinforces positive feelings and emotional stability. This means that learning to generate increased heart rhythm coherence by sustaining positive emotions not only benefits the entire body, but also profoundly affects how we perceive, think, feel, and perform. That's the end of the quote. I hope that you find that as amazing as I do. So this research has conclusively indicated that the heart has its own intelligence. It has been determined that the heart has over 40,000 neurons, which in a sense makes our heart a little brain. Also, something that I find fascinating is that it has been measured that the heart has an electromagnetic field that can be measured up to 4 feet outside of the body. Now, through HeartMath and other organizations, they've been able to gather groups of people together, thousands of people, and test that electromagnetic field. And when the group of people think about peaceful situations and helping others, they radiate out a stronger electromagnetic field that has been found to really make an effective difference, right? So there's so much to be said about heart intelligence. So once again, I've only offered this information as a tease and would strongly suggest that you go to HeartMath's website and spend some time exploring what this is all about and how you can best use this in your life. But what this tells me is that when we attempt to manifest and we attempt to use our intention statements and the various other tools, it makes a great deal of sense for us to operate from a coherent place with our mind and heart in sync. It makes a lot more sense than just trying to use our mind only. So I can imagine you asking a couple of questions. Question number one that I can imagine you asking: How does this work with my work on manifesting? Question number two, how do I get my heart and mind into coherence? Well, they're both great questions. To me, the first question is first learn to get your mind and heart in coherence on a regular basis to use in your daily life, which we will cover in a moment. But beyond that, to me, it is about knowing and feeling if your mind and heart want the same thing. If you say you want something and that's reflected in your intention statements, etc., you know, your vision boards, that kind of thing, but you have a feeling, a sense that what you want goes against your values, or it will have a negative impact on something important, such as someone in your life, then that may be a clue that that isn't in coherence with your heart. But once you learn to be in coherence with your mind and heart, you will have a much better sense. The way I think about messages from my heart is in the sense of intuition. We talk about intuition. We hear the word intuition. We feel something's not right. We sense something's not right. Generally speaking, this is your heart communicating to you with its intuition. Okay? Intuition is your heart speaking to you. If I feel intuitive about something, that is my heart talking to me, and usually not my brain. Okay? So pay attention to your intuition. That's one way to start getting into the intelligence of the heart. Okay? You may say that you want something and you've got an intention statement or on your vision board. Your words may say you want it and your mind may believe you want it. But at an intuitive level and from the heart, if you don't feel right about it and you don't have a strong emotional connection to what you're desiring, you don't have a strong connection that says you really need to manifest that into your life, then you're probably going against your heart. The best way to work with this in your manifesting life is to teach yourself to have your mind and heart in coherence. And from that, you will begin to make the right decisions, which will include manifesting what you want in your life from a coherent place. So I really suggest that you spend some time working to get your, not all the time, but working to get your heart and your mind in a coherent place. And we'll talk about that. Now, as far as learning to have your mind and heart to be coherent, I'm not going to do it justice by attempting to try to explain it all here. The best thing I can suggest is that you spend some time at the HeartMath website, which can be found, like I said, at heartmath.org. Remember, it's .org. HeartMath, right? They have some very basic videos there that will teach you how to incorporate heart coherence into your life. They've got some amazing videos, and I would really suggest that you explore some of this, okay? But I will give you a quick overview of a technique that they call quick coherence. Okay, these are basic steps you can perform to start to get a sense of what we're talking about with heart coherence. This is not going to be, you know, full bore heart coherence, but this will give you a sense and a feel of it and something you can use for, you know, a quick coherence. Okay, so the first thing you do, perform what is known as heart focused breathing. What they mean by heart focused breathing is bring your attention and awareness to your heart, to the center of your chest. Imagine your breath is flowing in and out of your heart or your chest area, breathing a little slower and deeper than usual. Try to find an easy rhythm that's comfortable for you, okay? So continue doing that. Feel as if your breath is being drawn into your heart, slowly and comfortably, and then release through your heart. Just envision that, okay? Part two, activate a positive, renewing feeling. As you're breathing into your heart, think about an experience. Re-experience a time that you felt love or an appreciation for a person or even a pet, okay? Think about a moment in nature or an accomplishment. And as you think about this thing you're thinking about that really invokes a lot of warmth, happiness, and love, just continue breathing, okay? If that doesn't work for you, just breathe in an attitude of love and gratitude, okay? So continue doing this. Keep doing this exercise for approximately, you know, 60 to 90 seconds. If you do this exercise before your intention statements or before you're going to review your vision board, it is my belief that you will have a stronger connection to what you want. You will feel that elevated feeling. You will feel a bond to your statement. Give it a try. Try it. I think most of us know that if we have happy thoughts and we feel something warm and loving and happy in our hearts, that this really elevates us. Well, it's the same kind of principle. Try breathing into your heart and feeling it within your heart while you're thinking positive, good, happy thoughts. Okay? That will hopefully give you a taste and inspire you to follow up and look into this. Again, like I've said before, I get no kickback from any of these organizations that I recommend, but I strongly believe in any of the websites that I recommend. I've used these websites, I've used their products, I've explored them over years, and I feel good and comfortable sharing that information with you. So there's a great deal of information to be learned. There's a lot of scientific backing up there with strong conclusive evidence to help you understand how this works. If you take a look at their website, spend some time looking into the techniques, go through the videos that they provide, spend some time doing the videos, and see how you can bring it into your manifesting routine, okay? You'll learn a great deal about this amazingly useful practice. All right. Also, something to consider is they do sell a sensor that you can use with a downloadable program for your iPhone or your Android, okay? And when you use this and do the breathing and you go through the breathing exercises and you practice heart coherence, you will be shown on the phone screen when you're actually in coherence, okay? It's fairly simple, but also fairly complex and very, very useful. And something, again, worth looking into, okay? So again, take a look at the site. I strongly recommend adding this extremely effective practice into your life, as it will once again boost your ability to manifest. I don't think we have to be rocket scientists to understand that it's easier to manifest something in our world when it's not just a mental thing we're wanting, but it feels right in our hearts. When we know that it's the right thing to do, we know it's the right fit, or in the case of a relationship, we know there's a connection there, it's the right connection, and it's important and proper to bring it into your life. I think when we use our hearts and our minds to work on what we want and to bring something into our lives, and we focus and realize that it is in coherence, then we can bring it into our lives much more effectively and much happier. All right, everybody, this has been episode 22, Heart Intelligence from the Gifts of the Universe. As always, thanks for being here. If you've enjoyed this episode or any of my episodes, please subscribe. Leave me a comment or check out my book on Amazon. Once again, guys, I've given you a little bit of information here. I strongly suggest that take this information, you go look at some of these websites, you do a little bit of research on your own, make your own conclusions, your own decisions. If they make sense to you and they seem to fit for you, then bring them into your manifesting regime, work with them, and I think you'll really benefit from them. Okay? Thanks. Until next week, guys. This has been the Gifts of the Universe, Chris Wilcox. Thanks.